Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. I always, you know, I say it all the time, and I know, like I said, some of you are not happy about it, but you know what? Deal with it. Seriously. Hey, listen, MyPillow.com, Christmas is right around the corner. Right? and you know, don't blow it this year. You have so many wins in front of you. Right? If you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. There's buy one, get one free. There's all kinds of offers that are coming up for Christmas. Right? Get your honey a nice robe, nice slippers, beautiful sheets. Seriously, nice towels. I know those aren't personal things, but look, I know couples that buy all this kind of stuff for each other all the time. So check it out. You can't go wrong, because Mike says, here's your, Mike Liddell said, if you really hate the product, I'll take the stuff back all the way into March. Hello, get your calendar book. I'll take a look. What? It's just amazing. So you got till March to return it. You're going to get 30 to 70% off if you use promo code Joe. And you keep money here. You keep an American company and a guy that fights for the same things that you're fighting for. Only he's got a lot more money. And he's willing to fight this. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. All right. Hey, let me ask you guys what you think about this one. It's from a few days ago, but I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine about this. I was surprised at what the mindset was. A restaurant has a surcharge now for adults that are unable to parent. I get it. I go into a restaurant sometimes. I want to have a conversation with somebody, and I know restaurants are allowed. Don't get me wrong. I don't need this kid running up to my table. See, that's my space. I have occupied / rented that space for the time of my meal. And your kid might be cute to you, and you might think it's really cute when he runs up and says hi 15 times, and what you eating, and what you doing, and all that. Yeah, I don't. I give you one shot. That's it. I'll smile at you. Hi. Get your kid out of my face after that. Seriously. You got some of them that are running around screaming in the restaurant. Take them to a kid's restaurant. Anyway, just some real crazy things going on out there. But this was a Georgia restaurant that now imposed a $50 surcharge on parents who refuse to handle their unruly children. It's called an adult surcharge for adults unable to parent. And the menu, it's right there, right in front of your face. Most of our listeners overwhelmingly agree. Right? I got emails because I did a story, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Remember your own parents back in the day. You know, it's funny that a lot of these younger parents today don't like what their parents did to them, and so terrible because they wouldn't let them run around a restaurant and make all the noise they wanted to make. There's no way my father would have put up with me running around a restaurant, getting out of the booth before I was done eating, or before they were done eating and ready to go, unless I had to go to the bathroom. That was irritating, too, because my dad's food would get cold. You know, he could walk you to the bathroom. And that was because he was sure I wasn't going to come back. I'd be that kid that running around a restaurant under tables. But you didn't allow bad behavior. And yes, it's bad behavior. So I would love to know from some of you young parents why you think that who do that. I won't use your name. I'm curious. Send me an email to joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. You can use that one too. I don't care. You know, for those of you who think that we make it up as we go, and that Google is already, throttled back that website. We went to a whole new website with a new name and the whole nine yards, and within a relatively short period of time, they tagged that site. Anyway. Now, do you remember what happened on January 6th? Or what they claim happened. You know, that whole insurrection thing, and you know, we had all those people there, and they were doing damage, and. And then you heard the other night about the Palestinian pro-Hamas protesters at the White House. Right? They damaged the fence. They painted and desecrated. They just did damage, okay? Not millions of dollars worth of damage, but they did damage nonetheless. And I don't know, they think there were over 10,000 people in the streets that night. At one point, several have scaled the White House fence, but were pushed back by Secret Service agents. And this all happened while the crowd was chanting Allahu Akbar, right? It was by definition set by the January 6th committee, an insurrection. You know how many people were arrested? One. One person was arrested. The protesters were seen defacing multiple statues, spray painting all kinds of places, wrapping Palestinian flags all around things. That seemed to be okay. We'll talk more about that inside the break, because you're going to be outraged when you hear what they were charged with. If anything. Be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. We're going to get back to the story I was talking about because it's so important. You know, you saw the J6. Some of them were, listen, can we be honest with this? Some of them truly were rioters. Can we agree to that? All right, so here's the deal. you know, if you look at what happened that day, and I still find it hard to believe. It would be a long stretch for you to get me to believe that the MAGA people were the ones causing damage to the building. Now, you may have a couple of rogue ones. That's not how they operate. Seriously. So now you have this D.C. mob. They rush the White House. They damage the fences. They damage police cars. Right? They damage other property in and around the area, painting statues and other things. All of this took place. The Palestinian flag was raised and still remains over one of the statues there. I don't know, were they afraid to take it down? And only one person in all of this was arrested. Think about that. Only one. So, why not more? Why wasn't this some kind of insurrection? I mean, they had flags that they wanted to raise on the property of our White House. And yet, you know what the Capitol Police said today? They said that these people were just simply exercising their First Amendment rights. Well, when it comes to the White House in that area in D.C., you have to have permits to do that. If that was a pro-Trump rally, right, you would have to have all kinds of permits, all kinds of security before they would allow you to make that happen or let that happen. This is why I say to you, they're full of baloney. You know they're full of baloney. This is why people believe it's a two-tiered system. This is why people believe now that law enforcement, and look, there's plenty of great cops out there. But this is why law enforcement, people are leery now of it. I mean, are you willing to really, truly uphold the Constitution? I mean, some of you, I know, are worried about your jobs. I get it. You know, here's another one. Pro-Palestinian mob. What they do, in Los Angeles, they attack Jews at the Museum of Tolerance. Let that sink in for a second. These pro-Palestinian mob, they were dressed in you know, of course, black, all in black, like they are. The cowards have masks on, like they always do. Yes, I call them cowards, because they are cowards. So sure, what you're doing is right and all that, then don't wear the mask. Anyway, they attacked Jews in Los Angeles outside the Museum of Tolerance. Isn't that interesting? Israel actress Gal Gadot, known for her role as Wonder Woman, had hosted a screening of the footage from October 7th. These pro-Palestinians weren't having it. Right? These pro-Hamas sympathizers were really mad that she was showing that. All she was doing was shining a light on what took place. Again, like the devil, what are you afraid of? Like they said, the Democrats, what are you afraid of? Why can't we talk about this stuff? As the footage was playing, some inside were crying, they were gasping, they cried out as they were watching the terrorists murder and maim civilians. Right? I mean, they were gleeful as they were doing this. Yeah, I challenge any of you to try to watch this. The attack on the Jews happened just days after another Jewish man was killed by a pro-Palestinian protester in Los Angeles. Our education system has failed tremendously. It truly has become, to a big degree, it has become a Christ-hating, Jew-hating institution. You look at what's coming up through the border. If you really can't see, if you really haven't taken the time, and you really can't see what's coming up through the southern border, I don't know. Maybe you don't have the mental capacity to even drive a car at that point in time. It's just amazing. And they're still secretly, although we have video of it now, taking some of these people coming over the border, throwing them in planes, and releasing them in cities all around the country. I mean, you got to start feeling at some point in time that Biden knows what he's doing and he's totally good with this. Somebody's paying off somebody. Since he seems to be in it for the money. Yeah, you heard me. I believe that now. I've seen them. I've seen the money trails. I've seen what's going on. There's over 160 suspicious transfers that banks sent into the, and nothing. Nobody did anything to it. Nobody did anything about it. Why? Because his last name was Biden. And if you don't think that this situation that happened in Museum of Tolerance, which is a fantastic, I was there years ago. If you don't think that this could happen in other places across the country, it will. And they're not doing anything about it. Why? What are they afraid of? Again, it's the only thing I can think of. They're petrified. What are they petrified of? What are they afraid of? I want to know. Maybe we can remove it. I don't know. But really, 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 this doesn't make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you saw that, I talked about this earlier, the anti-Israel radicals, they took over the New York Times offices. Now, I want to see what they write about this. The New York Times, it is. All around there, they smashed New York PD cars. Right? And those people in D.C., all they do, they were exercising their freedom of speech, which means you can write on police cars. You could paint police cars. You could destroy police cars. You could set them on fire. That's you expressing your freedom of speech. But if I got up on one of those police cars at one of those events and grabbed my Bible and started screaming out about praise Jesus, yeah, they'd have a problem with that, wouldn't they? Just amazing. I know. Get a little worked up. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. And why shouldn't I? When we come back, the school district has dumped Veterans Day for what they're calling a peace assembly. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The balance of power in the Senate may see a shift as Democratic Senator Joe Manchin declared he will not seek re-election in 2024. The West Virginian delivered this news through a video shared on social media. At present, the leading contender to succeed him is Republican West Virginia Governor Jim Justice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to rule Gaza after the end of the current conflict.
We don't seek to conquer Gaza, and we don't seek to govern Gaza.
In a Fox News interview, Netanyahu said that Israel is not looking to govern Gaza and will have to find a civilian government that will be there. Following the U.S. airstrike in Syria, American troops have faced four separate attacks. Officials emphasize that the U.S. is employing proportionate responses, aiming to avoid further escalation in the conflict. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-722-5566. Another woke school has decided, or school district, they decided to dump Veterans Day for peace assembly. You know what's funny about this is without our veterans, they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing. We would be a different country. Those guys fought for freedom of speech. Those guys fought for freedom of religion, for the Second Amendment, for everything under our Constitution. And this is like spit in the face of the graves of many men and women who have died for our freedoms. How dare you? You shouldn't get 5 cents in government funding. You shouldn't get 5 cents in federal money of any kind because it's those veterans that have made it available for our kids to go to school. It's safe. I don't want to hear about the mass shootings and it's not safe. No. Okay, not a true statement. You think about the tens of millions of children that go to school in this country, and they're safe in their schools. Local police that you want to defund keep them safe. So in the past years, Benjamin Russ Elementary held a lovely Veterans Day assembly. It featured performances, grand old flag, this land is your land, that kind of thing. But Jason Rantz of radio station KTTH, he reported this year's ceremonies was unceremoniously dumped. Isn't that great? Now, in place of Veterans Day, the school administration opted to recognize the International Day of Tolerance. What the heck's that mean? The International Day of Tolerance on the 16th of November. Not 11th, but the 16th. The school did some patriotic songs for those centered around the assembly's theme of tolerance, acceptance, and kindness. Oh, isn't that sweet? They're trying to wipe out the history of this country. See, they keep saying that we want to forget it, but what they want to do is they want you to forget the good things that the country has done, the good people in this country, and they want to keep telling you how bad it is. Right? Some of the songs included in the new assembly... Live in Peace, Peace Builder Pledge Song. I don't even know what this song is. Amani Utopi Na Usta, whatever. And, I mean, these are all United Nations hippy-dippy mumbo-jumbo songs. Word salad. We should be taking our time to show our children and our community that we have brave men. Think about what they're doing to your kids. This is why people disdain public schools so much. We have schools that don't want to fly the American flag, that don't want to salute the flag, don't want to do the Pledge of Allegiance because of how terrible we are. But yet they sit in public facilities protected by those same police that they hate. The country, the grounds, protected by the same military that they hate, by the same country that they hate, which they couldn't do anywhere else for the most part. They would not have the same freedoms to put us down. They would not have the same freedoms to speak negatively about the country. You would be shot or put in prison. Go do that in China. Go do that in Russia and watch what happens to you. What was that all-female group in Russia? They were put in jail for singing songs against the government. You'd have two-thirds of our entertainment people in jail if they ran this place like Russia. I'm going to breathe. Okay. Veterans Day is a federal holiday set aside to honor the brave men and women who wear uniform of this country. If the grade school wants to host some sort of whatever, hippy-dippy love fest, they could do that another day. Now, maybe state lawmakers could offer an incentive for educators to do the right thing. Either reinstate Veterans Day or lose state funding. The Fed should do it. You know, what's really funny is that we're required by law, all schools, or I shouldn't say that. Let me rephrase that so I can be accurate, like I keep telling you to be accurate. Any school that receives federal funding of any kind has got to celebrate Constitution Day. They have to talk about how the country came together, that kind of thing. And I don't know, and some schools have taken it to the point where they do, a two-minute presentation first thing in the morning, and that's the end of it. Because they don't really want the kids to know. They don't really want them to understand what's going on. What the Constitution actually... There are countries that would kill for our Constitution, kill for our freedoms. But they can't, because they're ruled by dictators. They're ruled under socialism/communism. And then our kids think that that's great, some of our young people. That's because they haven't lived it. And I agree with some people who say, send them to those countries. Send a couple of hundred of these young kids in a clip to some of these countries they think are so wonderful and see how it works out for them. I'd pay for them to be there for 90 days, 6 months, whatever. Several teachers or English teachers behind the initiative, right, at the Mukilteo School District, I switch gears on myself. I do it all the time. I'm used to me. You know, a local school district where I live, they took on some of these books that are being banned all over the place. And what's really funny is the left screams and yells about books that have to do with sex, right? Where you have illustrations of people having sex being removed from high school libraries. Right, it gets in the way of freedom of speech. The kids have a right to read this stuff and see this stuff. They have that right. But yet they don't have a right to see Kill a Mockingbird. They don't have a right to read to Kill a Mockingbird. They don't have a right to be taught what this country was like in years gone by. And what has changed? That's the problem is if they talk about the negative stuff, they have to explain what has changed and why it's different. Several English teachers behind the initiative in Washington State argued the Harper Lee book published in 1960 centered on whiteness and presents a barrier to understanding and celebrating the authentic black point of view in the civil rights era literature. Right? They challenged To Kill a Mockingbird. They want it removed from Seattle classrooms. Well, why? Remember, Kill a Mockingbird, it recounts race and criminal justice in the Depression area of the South. It's read in many American high schools. It is a teaching moment. It's how to teach kids. You know, it's really funny because they're so stuck up on this, they don't realize that the book actually teaches you or shows you how ugly racism was. Right? How bad the criminal justice system was for black people back then. It's like a friend of mine reminded me today. and I've had these conversations with other people, they talk about how bad, how many of you remember the All in the Family? Now watch this. My detractors will love this. One of my favorite shows. For several reasons. One in particular is, people say, oh my God, you know how racist and homophobic that show was and bigoted, blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, it was right in your face, wasn't it? Oh yeah, it was. I can't believe you watched that. Because it was showing you. That show, Norman Lear for his day, went out of his way to show you how ugly that stuff was in sitcoms. How stupid these people were. How ignorant these people were. And they came by it not in a hateful way. They came by it in an honest way. They came by it in what they were taught in their communities and their areas. By some people that were very uneducated. No different than what you see today. Israel is occupying Palestinian land. If that's what schools are teaching, they should get an F. Not the kids, the schools. But shows like All in the Family showed you truly what it was like, you know, what true bigotry looked like, what true racism looked like. And yet, the left today could never deal with that. They would protest, probably even burn down the studio that was putting that together. And they'd be wrong. Yeah, you hear me. Loud and clear, they would be dead wrong. Anyway, the group of progressive educators who launched a years-long request to censor the publication argued the district's decision didn't go far enough. Right? They kept the book. I mean, the district kept the book as optional on the district-approved curriculum list. What I know the local district did is that they do a teaching around the book, explain what the day was like, what people felt about blacks. It was actually, truly, honestly, a learning moment. God forbid. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Pacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, really, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right, I'd like to have a little bit of fun. You know that from time to time. Some won't consider this fun, but I do. You know, I remember, you know, over the years we played clips and pieces and what have you. And I always know that, you know, when you play like, okay, the lesbian pieces, right? And... these couples talk, and they, you know, they're both women, so they understand each other, and they understand how to talk to each other, and they, you know, it's just so much better and so much different than a relationship with a man. And I find it all so amusing. So you're finding out now that lesbian divorce stats are up there, almost close to, frankly, Christian divorce stats. But what's funny is the reasons why. And it is funny. Because they're so sure that they've got the market cornered on this stuff. Take a listen. This is, I'm sorry, I think it's fun. But I'm a little weird anyhow. Oh, come on.
Statistics from a 2019 study. In ever-increasing numbers, we are now at a lesbian divorce rate of 72%. So the top four reasons that they are reporting getting divorced is feeling ignored, inequality in the partnership, adultery, and domestic violence. Personally, I feel like this lends some weight to men's arguments and complaints about how women are behaving in relationships. Because when you have lesbian divorce statistics that look like that, the girls are kind of telling on themselves.
Oh, and you know what? If I play this for Sonya, I know what she's going to say to me. She says, oh, yeah, women are brutal. Now, if I say that myself, though, you know what's going to happen. And it's so true. I mean, think of what she said. They don't do enough chores. They don't understand this. It's adultery or whatever. And I find it all just so funny because they truly believe that they've got the market cornered. And when they talk about how bad men are, it's no different with women. And men aren't that. You know, it's a whole different mindset. Any way you look at it, it's a different mindset. I don't believe that most men don't do stuff because they don't want to tee off their wives or whatever. Most of them don't do it because they just don't have a clue. They really do. I mean, yeah, I get to talk to guys who will say, I got to fight my wife. Why? Because I don't know. She was mad at me for something I didn't even know I didn't do. Now, some of you think that's it's just an excuse, but it's really not. A lot of these guys, look, I deal with these guys. They're pretty dull people. You know, the comedians are right. You feed them. You don't even have to give them clean clothes. They just have to have food. Right? You clean them. You let them play in the garage from time to time. You have sex once in a while with them. Very happy. Most guys are fine with all of that. But I guess apparently they all have the same problem. I'm only giggling because I love how when you listen over the years when we've played these clips and you listen to how they talk, it's like the end-all, be-all, catch-all. Because women know women. Therefore, they'll be extremely happy all the time. Here's another one for you, but this doesn't have to do with that. Matter of fact, this is self-explanatory. I'm not even going to tell you. If you can't figure out what this is about, yeah, it's a problem. And here we go, of course. You knew that was going to happen, right? Let me play this again.
Palestine, you agree to the following? You agree that every Jew, Christian, and non-Muslim in the world must be slaughtered?
I don't know about that one.
You endorse making homosexuality punishable by jail or death?
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't agree with that? You believe Iran should...
Let me restart that, because this is not fair. You don't get the whole gist of it without hearing the beginning of it, right? Here we go. Maybe.
Isn't that help Hamas free Palestine? You're all in? All
right. Yeah,
sure. Oh, yeah, you're in?
Easily.
I just have to read terms and conditions.
So the petition is to support freeing Palestine. Will they join the cause to free Palestine? But listen to what they're saying afterward.
So you know what you're signing.
Okay.
By supporting Hamas freeing Palestine, you agree to the following? You agree that every Jew, Christian, and non-Muslim in the world must be slaughtered?
I don't know about that one.
You endorse making homosexuality punishable by jail or death?
Oh, no, no, I don't.
You don't agree with that?
Do
you believe Iran should use Palestinians as puppets to spread radical jihad and destroy the West? No?
Nope.
I'm glad I read the terms of agreement. You support strict Sharia law, which bans women from showing their knees, hair, playing sports in public, not being able to travel without a man's permission.
I'm sorry.
Not interested? Okay. You want a terrorist group that beheads babies and rapes girls to replace only democracy in the Middle East?
Not sure that's something to support.
So if I sign, I agree with this.
Yes.
Baby, no.
No?
Okay.
Oh, no. Thank you.
No.
I don't support any of these two things that you just read to me. So
okay.
Able to sign
that. That's fair. Yeah, thanks for
that. So, this is a perfect example of uninformed, uneducated people who at first, they were more than willing to sign something they hadn't even read. I mean, he's handing them the petition. They're grabbing the pen. They're getting ready to write their name. again, like I said, think this through. And he said, well, wait a minute. Let me tell you about a couple things here first. So he reads to them what they're signing, because they're not reading it themselves. And they're like, well, wait a minute, I don't agree with that. Well, what did they think they were signing? What did they actually think was on this? You have to ask, don't you? So, it just shows you, some of you have been listening from way back when, some of you have not. And I've been saying this since I started playing these clips 107 years ago. It is amazing to me. When you go on these college campuses, you know, it's not just college campuses. They used to do these in malls and other places like that where you actually did have adults answering these questions. Right? And they really, truly spoke in an authoritative way, just like AOC does, who has no clues to what she's talking about. I still like to pull the license from the professor that gave her an economics, passed her in economics. Have you heard the woman speak about economics? There is something wrong with her. But no, in all sincerity, though, this is why it's so important that old people, that more seasoned people, whatever makes you feel better about yourself, right? More seasoned people, more of you step up, speak to your grandchildren, speak to your nieces, nephews, and let them know what the truth is. You veterans, don't be afraid of what you did. I mean, I know most of you guys are not, you are fearless. I get that, and I believe that, sincerely. But for some odd reason, you won't speak to your grandchildren, your nieces or your nephews about it. It's okay. What you did over there, they need to know about. They need to know. They need to know what's going on. Right? They need to hear it from you. Somebody, whether you believe it or not, somebody they trust, somebody they care about, somebody that they love. Yeah, they may not see it out in front, but so don't be afraid to speak to them. That's all I'm trying to say to you. Saw this article earlier. Hamas leaders admit they have no interest in governing Gaza. They just want a permanent war with Israel so they wipe them all out. Think about that. Top leaders of Hamas admitted the group's desire to engage a permanent war in Israel to prop up the Palestinian cause while showing no interest in governing the Gaza Strip. No kidding. There's over too many residents that live there. Right? It's already run by the Palestinians, by Hamas. The majority of them live in dire poverty. It's not Israel's fault. It's because they take the money they get, the leaders, and they keep it for themselves, and they live in luxury. They don't even live in that area, but they live in luxury. In a series of interviews with the New York Times, Khalil al-Hayya, a member of the Hamas highest leadership body, defended the terrorist group's surprise multi-pronged attack. He went on to say, "We succeeded in putting the Palestinian issue back on the table, and now no one in the region is experiencing calm." That's what he wants. Hamas top brass also expressed little desire to govern Gaza or provide essential services to the people. He went on to say, he says, "I hope that the state of war with Israel will become permanent on all the borders, and that the Arab world will stand with us." Well, they won't. Most of the Arab world can't stand Hamas. And I believe it, but they got no spine. The rest of the Arab world needs to grow spine and get rid of these people. Top three Hamas leaders are worth billions of dollars. And I mean billions. All right, guys, God bless. Have a great rest of the night. Thanks for listening to me ramble on. And I appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.